Jeremiah chapter 46. The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations, about Egypt, concerning the forces of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which were at the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, attacked in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah. Take up the buckler and the shield, and give battle. Harness the horses, and mount them, you horsemen, and take your stand in helmets. Polish the spears, put the coat of mail on. Why have I seen them in a state of fear, in retreat, with their warriors routed, and fleeing hastily, not turning round, with fear all around? Says the Lord. Don't let the light foot soldiers flee, and don't let the warrior take flight. They will falter and fall in the north, by the side of the river Euphrates. Who is this who is arising like the Nile, whose water rages as with fast-flowing rivers? Egypt is rising like the Nile, whose water rages as with fast-flowing rivers. And it has said, I will rise up and cover the land. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants in it. Rise up, you horses, and move madly, you chariots, and let the warriors set out, Ethiopians and Libyans, who wield the shield, and the Lydians, who wield and draw the bow. For that day is for the Lord of hosts, a day of vengeance, for him to be avenged on his adversaries. And the sword will consume and be satiated, and be bathed in their blood. For the Lord of hosts, will have a sacrifice in the northern land at the river Euphrates. O virgin daughter of Egypt, go up to Gilead and fetch balsam resin. You have increased your medications in vain, and you shall not make a recovery. The nations have heard of your shame, and your outcry has filled the earth, for warrior has stumbled against warrior, and the two of them have fallen together. The word which the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet on the occasion of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, coming to attack the land of Egypt. Announce it in Egypt, and proclaim it in Migdol, and proclaim it in Noph and in Tahpanhes. Say, take your stand and prepare yourself, for the sword will consume around you. Why have your mighty men been swept away? They did not stand firm, for the Lord repulsed them. He made many stumble. Indeed, one fell on another, so that they said, Get up and let us return to our people and to our native land because of the ravaging sword. They called out there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is in a tumult. He has let the set time pass by. As I live, says the king, the Lord of hosts is his name. As Tabor is among the mountains and Carmel is by the sea, he will come. Make yourself articles for your deportation, O resident daughter of Egypt, for Noph will become a desolation, and it will be burned without leaving an inhabitant. Egypt is a very beautiful calf, but destruction will come from the north. It will come. Her hired soldiers in her precincts are also like fatted calves, for they too have turned back, and fled together, and did not stand. For the day of their downfall has come over them, the time of their visitation. Her voice will give utterance like a serpent, for they will advance with an army, and they will come against her with axes, like hewers of wood. They will cut her forest down, says the Lord, although it cannot be searched out, for they are more numerous than locusts. Countless they are. The daughter of Egypt will be ashamed. She will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, I am about to visit Ammon of No, and Pharaoh and Egypt, and its gods and its kings, both Pharaoh and those who put their trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives, both into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And after that it will be inhabited, as in former days, says the Lord. But don't you fear, Jacob my servant, and do not be afraid, Israel, for I am about to save you from a distance, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return, and he will be quiet and undisturbed, with no one causing fear. Don't you fear, my servant Jacob, says the Lord, for I am with you, for I will make an end of all the nations to which I have driven you. But I will not make an end of you, but I will discipline you judicially, and I will certainly not acquit you.